The Bangor Symphony Orchestra's annual production of The Nutcracker with the Robinson Ballet is beloved throughout Maine, and the performances are coming up December 15th and 16th at the Collins Center for the Arts. And I got to thinking about what a familiar piece this is to most of us, how even if you're somebody who doesn't find yourself in the concert hall at any other time of the year, you may in December to see and experience and listen to The Nutcracker. And it's very familiar music to many of us. So I'm wondering for you, Lucas, as the conductor, is this so familiar that you just kind of get up there and do it in your sleep, or do you have a different approach to it every year?
Surprisingly, it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I actually conducted my first performance of The Complete Nutcracker. I think a lot of people might have the expectation that oh, well, he's conducted everything out there that there is.
And hundreds of times, right?
Exactly. Certainly I had conducted the suites the suite from Nutcracker that Tchaikovsky put together. But it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I experienced the full ballet. And that has been a revelation to me on many levels. What I love about it is his use of the orchestration to tell stories and to give so many shadings and colorings to music that could otherwise be repetitive. People are so often focused on what happens on stage, but what I encourage people to do is really listen. Our ears are so jaded, you know, we've heard everything. And the music that was familiar to us, we listen to it as if, oh, yeah, it's always been there. But for instance, the idea of introducing the Sugar Plum Fairy with the celeste. Like, what? No one had ever done that kind of solo before. That, for a celeste player, to give a dedicated solo to that. And then, not only is the celeste playing, but you have low bass clarinet playing some soloistic notes way down in the bottom register. Like, where did that come from? What's that? What? Now, it would have been very easy to maybe have the harp tinkle on some notes and have the celli play the line. But the idea of adding just those nuances of the woodiness of the bass clarinet and that figuration of the celeste, that's incredible. And each piece has this has its own unique quality. And
you're right, it really does.
We take it for granted because we've heard this before.
Right.
But when you listen to for instance, they call it coffee or the Arabian, that's actually one of my favorite pieces because I find that so poignant and painful. It's actually a very sad melody.
It is.
And the accented passing tones and all the kind of melismas that happen with the solo instruments, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So what I do when I'm going through the scores, I'm actually reveling in each of the wonders of the orchestration. For instance, also, if there's a ballet one of the waltzes, Now, the waltzes could be repetitive, but what does he do? Every time the waltz figure, the main melody comes back, it's different. It's orchestrated differently. Somebody else has the melody. Somebody else is doing a different kind of accompaniment figure. What the horns have. Now, often you might, you're thinking about the melody, but the horns will have a um-ta-ta, um-ta-pa, or they might be um-pa, um-pa, um-pa. And that just subtle change of the rhythm makes all the difference in the world, not only in the sound of the orchestra, but then to how the dancers respond to it on stage. That gives them a sort of a leap. Um-ba, um-ba,
yeah,
um-ba.
I can. Yes, yes.
He was able to find, there's always something to find magical in this music of Tchaikovsky.
Thank you.